We now have our scripture reading.
有讀經嘅時間.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 1 to 22.
今日主讀經文係取自《使徒行傳》第22章第1至22節.
We'll first read this together in English from verse 1 to 11, and then together in Chinese from verse 12 to 22.
用英文一起讀，先讀係第1至11節，然之後第12節開始用中文去讀.
We'll read this together in English, verse 1 to 11. Brothers and esteemed fathers, Paul said, listen to me as I offer my defense. When they heard him speaking in their own language, the silence was even greater. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, and I was brought up and educated here in Jerusalem under Gamaliel. As his student, I was carefully trained in our Jewish laws and customs. I became very zealous to honor God in everything I did, just like all of you today. And I persecuted the followers of the way, hounding some to death, arresting both men and women, and throwing them into prison. The high priest and the whole council of elders can testify that this is so. For I received letters from them to our Jewish brothers in Damascus, authorizing me to bring followers of the way from there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. As I was on the road, approaching Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly shone down around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus the Nazarene, the one you are persecuting. The people with me saw the light, but didn't understand the voice speaking to me. I asked, what should I do, Lord? And the Lord told me, get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told everything you are to do. I was blinded by the intense light and had to be led by the hand to Damascus by companions.
跟著中文去讀第12節開始。 那裡有一個人，
Verse 12.
第12節我一起去讀。 那裡有一個人名叫拿拿利亞，按著律法是虔誠人，為一切住在那裡猶太人所稱讚。他來見我，就舉左膀，我說：主耶穌羅，你可以看見。我當時往上一看，就看見了他。他又說：我們最終的神揀選了你，叫你明白他的旨意。 又見那異者聽他口中所出的聲音，因為你要將所看見的、所聽見的對著萬人為他作見證。現在你為什麼擔然呢？起來，求告他赦免受洗，洗去你的罪。後來我回到耶路撒冷，在殿裡禱告的時候，又雲像在看見主向我說， 你講緊的離開耶路撒冷，不可延遲，因為你為我作的見證，這裏的人必受領受。我就說，主啊，我們知道我從前把信在你的人收在監裏，又在各會堂裏鞭打他們，並且你的見證人使徒反所流血的時候，我也站在旁邊歡喜，又看守受害者他之人的衣裳。 主啊，我说，你去吧，我要差你远远去往外邦人那里去。众人听见他说这句话，就高声说：这样的人从世上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的。
May God bless the reader and hearers of His word.
人祝福读者同听佢话语嘅人。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is a bold testimony.
今日节目先讲嘅进度题目系勇敢见证。
Good morning.
大早晨.
Paul's opponents believed that commands could only be kept by people out of fear of punishment.
当时对抗保罗的人呢，他们相信呢，人怎么能够去遵守这个诫命呢？就是因为基于他们去怕去受到这个惩罚。
If that fear was removed, according to Paul's opponents, there would be no longer any motivation to live a righteous life.
如果是基于是他们这样的想法的时候，如果人的内心里面是没有了一个惧怕去 受惩罚的时候，他们就没有了一个内心里面的动机去做更加好，去成为一个更加好的义人。
That's why there was so much tension going on here and a lot of fighting.
所以在当中的时候 有很多的当中的挣扎。
Because into that situation came the good news of the gospel.
就因为当中里面有这样的纷争的时候，就因为所以就带来一个好的信息。
That good news was Jesus had removed the fear of punishment.
这个好的信息就是说耶稣基督的来临，去将这个人内心里面去惧怕受的惩罚而挪开。
For what the good news was he took that punishment upon himself.
就是耶稣基督去将这个人去惧怕受到惩罚的内心里面的挣扎去拿开，去自己披上在他自己身上。
Taking our punishment upon himself and making things right with God and others.
是将开我们应该受到的惩罚去披上在他自己身上，而我们人能够得到这个拯救。
It's what Trong was referring to, the rescue, the reconciliation of the believer through faith in Christ.To the living God.
就话人就系透过呢个信心，呢个嘅就得到呢个得救。
Now Paul's opponents, those zealous for the law, saw that as a potential danger.
就话当时保罗对抗佢嘅人咧，就系睇到就话哦，耶稣基督佢嗰阵时系咁讲嘅时候，保罗佢咁讲系对当时嘅情况系有影响。
Again, you have to understand what's going on in the context here to understand the text.
你需要去了解入边当中后边嘅背景同埋当中入边嘅内容。
If again his opponents thought if Christians don't fear punishment, then they could do anything they want.
就话保罗嗰时就嘅对抗嘅人就咁谂，就系话如果人基督徒系唔识去怕去有惩罚嘅时候咁基督徒就会做想做乜就做乜啦。
There'd be such anarchy going on.
当时就会可能会产生一个混乱。
But if you're familiar with the book of Acts, Acts refutes those accusations. That's what the book of Acts is about.
但如果你熟悉这个使徒行传的时候，你就知道就是说使徒行传其实是就讲解我们作个基督徒应该怎样去有个基督徒的生活。
So as you can see in first slide 1, throughout Acts, the book shows us what?Those who experience God's grace are motivated to obey by remembering God's grace.
就是透过这个使徒行传，其实就是使徒行传这个书卷里面是其实是讲解了我们作为基督徒为什么我们能够过着一个有个感恩的生活，就是因为我们去记得神给我们 的救恩。
They're not motivated.By fear of punishment.
我作为基督徒，唔系话我哋应该点去做嘅时候，系因为我哋去怕我哋受惩罚。
And this is so because of the gospel, because of God's great love for them.
但我哋去作为基督徒，我哋去过住一个基督徒嘅生活，系因为我哋去谨记着耶稣基督俾我哋嘅救恩。
See, as a Christian, you want to trust and obey the Lord, and you do that in response out of what?Christ's compelling love for you.
我作为基督徒是应该是有着过着一个的应该有的生活，但是因为是基着我们是对神的爱。
That's what Paul explains in one of his letters in 2 Corinthians 5.
这就是在个里面书卷里面在哥林多后书第二章是有讲解。
The love of Christ compels us to obey.
就是神的基督的爱是引导我们过着一个基督徒的生活。
Now Paul had such a profound effect on the region, if you're familiar with the New Testament, familiar with the book of Acts, that's why the opponents were so upset.
如果你熟悉的时候，你知道其实保罗当时在当时的地方那个教会是很大的影响。
Because throughout the region of Asia Minor, Paul had a profound effect. Many people were coming.To know Jesus.
就因为其实当时在个小细亚地方，保罗当时在那边的传教，令到很多人都是很想去到去认识基督。
there were many Jews and now Gentiles coming to faith.
当时有很多的犹太人，也都有很多的外邦人开始去相信神。
And the zealots of the law, the Jews that were against Paul, against Christians, despised that, hated that.
但当时当中边嘅有啲犹太人系唔中意保罗去咁去做。
And if you're familiar with the Book of Acts, then you know what happened. There were riots. Riots in Ephesus.
但其实你如果熟悉《使徒行传》嘅时候，你知道当时系有一个有当中有好多嘅斗争，好多嘅暴动，因为当时就系保罗喺当时嘅地方去嘅传道。
These Jewish zealots for the law, they tried to kill the Apostle Paul.
吓，当时呢啲嘅犹太人系好熟悉呢个律法，佢哋喜爱律法嘅，佢唔中意保罗，佢就想杀死保罗。
And now, some Jews were in Jerusalem.
而当时嘅，而家就喺个耶路撒冷嘅地方。
And there, they were there for the feast of Pentecost.
啊，有当时有啲嘅犹太人就喺个耶路撒冷入边，当中佢哋咧准备去过呢个嘅五旬节嘅时间。
And while they're there, they spot Paul. They recognize Paul because again, Paul had been through the region of Asia Minor.And they spot him in the temple.
啊，所以佢哋嗰时讲啲犹太人就啊，见到呢个保罗啦，佢想就见到呢个保罗就想点去杀害保罗。
Temple's he's there in the temple going through this Nazarite purification ceremony to identify with the Jewish culture.
啊，咁当时咧喺个五旬节嘅时间咧喺个教会入边嘅当中咧，佢哋咧进行紧一啲嘅仪式，系表明佢哋嘅洁净。
And the ceremony was an old-fashioned Jewish traditional way of separating yourself.Unto God.
啊，当时呢啲嘅洁净嘅呢个嘅ceremony 咧，就系话代表咗佢哋咧点样去同同人同神去分开，点样去洁净。
But Paul joined in to do that because in order to show the Jewish Christians he was not against their customs, he was not against their culture.
但其实保罗在当时他们这样的情况的时候，保罗他没有去走开，但保罗反而在当时是在当中里面，就是想表明了，就是说当时保罗他们的犹太的基督徒其实是不反对这些传统的仪式。
But the Jews that were against Paul recognized him and thought to themselves, this is an opportunity for us to get him.Let's get him now.
但相反嘅，当时嘅呢啲犹太人咧，就认清咗保罗，就点样去谂住去杀害佢。
Again, it's sort of such an entire contrast here. Paul's trying to unify the Gentile churches with the Jewish churches. He's brought some Gentile leaders with him to Jerusalem.With an offering to the poor Jewish Christians.
啊，要睇到两个好大嘅唔同嘅分别，就系话保罗当时佢嚟到呢个地方就带埋，佢嘅目的就系想将当时嘅犹太嘅基督徒同埋呢个外邦基督徒点样去一齐嘅有一个嘅生活，而甚至保罗当时佢已经有带住一啲嘅外邦人嘅外邦嘅基督徒嘅领袖一齐去呢啲嘅犹太教嘅犹太人嘅基督徒嘅当中。
But as you just read from Acts 22, all hell breaks loose. There's a riot.
但当你睇个经文嘅时候，就话当时嘅情况就系话有个混乱。
You see, Paul shows tremendous courage and a tremendous testimony here that we're going to take a look at because we need that too.
就话我就希望你哋今朝早上就睇到就话呢个保罗佢咁勇敢嘅见证，佢点去勇敢嘅去面对当时呢度嘅纠纷。
See, let me put it simply. In Jerusalem, Paul was teaching that the Mosaic, ceremonial, dietary laws, the sacrifices done in the Old Testament in the temple, they didn't really make you clean. They didn't make you clean before God.
但其实入边保罗就系想讲解俾佢哋知，就系话当中入边教会当中入边有好多嘅仪式、好多嘅教导或者一啲嘅修行，嗰啲嘅嘢其实唔系能够帮助到你去得到呢个救恩。
And Paul was saying, you could be a Gentile, not a Jew, a Gentile too, and you could come into the church, believe in the Messiah, Jesus, right? And be accepted, be adopted into the church.
而当时保罗去讲解嘅就系话俾佢哋知，就话就算系外邦人，佢哋嚟到呢个教会当中，佢哋如果系相信呢个弥赛亚，呢个耶稣基督嘅时候，佢哋唔需要去 遵行呢啲嘅所謂嘅呢個儀式而去得到呢個拯救。
He said you didn't have to adopt all these other things, the Mosaic, the ceremonial, the dietary laws. You didn't have to.
啊，保羅就講俾講解嘅就話，你唔需要去話由依遵守依所有嘅儀式，所有依啲嘅修行依啲要食啲咩嘢嘅情況嚇，而去相信依個神。
Why？
點解咧？
Because the law and the Old Testament sacrifice don't really make you clean.
就因為保羅就講咧，就話律法同埋依個舊約當中入邊嘅好多嘅儀式係唔能夠幫助你去潔淨。
It's kind of like the religious person today.
就好似今天而家嘅當中嘅領袖當中一樣。
Who's trying to follow certain standard or laws and trying to again somehow make themselves right with God.
啊、就好似而家有啲你見到嘅宗教領袖就覺得話，哦，佢哋一定要遵行一啲嘅儀式，佢哋一啲要遵行一啲嘅法規，先至能夠先叫做好。
But even though they're moral and upright person in general, what is really happening is they're falling short of God's righteousness, and they're not really clean based on what they are doing.Before God.
但其實雖然他們是這樣去做的時候，但其實他們沒有真正的去相信神。
And so at the end, a riot ensues because of this tension.
就是因為當中裡面的這個糾紛，當中裡面開始產生這個糾紛。
And Paul's in the middle of it. He's being beaten up.
保羅就在當中的糾紛裡面當中。
And so in order to restore order, the Roman commander in chargeOf the Roman garrison comes in.
就因為當時有嗰個糾紛嘅時候，所以咧羅馬嘅政府當時有個領袖就嚟到呢個嘅情況啦。
And his soldiers and himself rush into the crowd.
就話當時有呢個兵隊，亦都係有兵就去嚟到呢度嘅糾紛嘅地方。
And they saw that the riot was basically happening because this one person.Paul was being beaten up in the middle there.
嚇，佢就見到就話呢個羅馬嘅兵隊就見到就話呢啲嘅糾紛啊開始就因為咧呢人咧就想打中間呢個人就呢個保羅。
So they grab Paul and they begin to take him out of the crowd.
所以咧呢兵隊嘅人咧就捉住就拎起即係就見到保羅就將保羅去喺個糾呢個人群當中去攞開。
Again, picture with me the scene. It's a very violent one.It's a dangerous situation.
你見到就係你希望你去思想下，就當時嘅情況，一個混亂嘅情況，啲兵隊入嚟去將阿保羅去攞出嚟。
And Paul had been beaten up.
保羅當時都係俾呢個群眾當中去毆打。
And in Acts 21, the chapter before that, verse 35, if you could hit slide 3, it's on slide 3 here. No, Acts 21, verse 35, it's on slide 3. If you could hit slide 3. Yeah, that's great. You got it. Thank you.It says, when Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great, he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that that followed kept shouting, away with him.
當時就在個如果你睇翻就話喺個《使徒行傳》第21章第35節都講嘅就話到了街台上，眾人擠得猛烈，兵丁只將保羅抬出去。
You see, in this situation, Paul does something remarkable in showing us courage.
就話當時保羅就係表明咗佢嘅勇敢。
Did you pick that up when you read the text?
你當你睇個經文嘅時候，睇唔睇得出咧？
He turns to the commander, this Roman commander, and speaks to him in formal, courteous Greek.
就話當時保羅就係同當時嘅羅馬嘅領袖，呢個兵隊嘅領袖就講，就用呢個希臘文去講。
Now, if you have a Chinese Bible,If you have an English Bible for you, you can't see that.
如果你係睇住個中文聖經嘅，你可能睇唔出呢個嘅入邊嘅當中嘅嘅仔細。
He's showing the Roman commander who he really was.
當時就係保羅去俾當時嘅羅馬嘅領袖睇到佢係邊一位。
You see, Paul wasn't the troublemaker, the rabble rouser that the Roman commander, the crowd thought.He was.
保羅想證明就俾佢睇，就話當時保羅佢表明佢哋睇，就話佢唔係當中入邊去搞事嗰個人。
And he shows the commander by speaking to the commander in formal Greek.
而當時保羅就對住呢個嘅 羅馬嘅領袖用著係一個好正統嘅希臘文去同佢講解。
And if you remember in the text, he explains he was a citizen of Tarsus.
啊，當時佢解釋就係話佢當時喺個他城入邊係個一個當中入邊嘅嘅居民。
It's kind of like today. If you speak a language or have a certain accent, you're treated a certain way from the majority of the populace, right?
就算喺今天而家嘅時間，就係話你用乜嘢嘅語言入邊當中，你講嘅説話嘅時候，有冇一啲嘅口音嚇，或者你點樣去講嘅時候，係表明咗你係邊一個人。
And that was true in Paul's day too. In those days, the language you spoke, even the accent you had, had a tremendous amount of to deal with how people regarded you.
而當時喺保羅嘅時間，亦都係一樣。保羅用咩嘅説話，或者當中邊咩嘅口音，係點樣去講嘅時候，表明嗰個人係邊一位。
Because your language, your dialect, your accent determines who you are.
因為就話你講嘅係用嘅咩語言，用乜嘢嘅口音，係表明咗你嘅身份地位。
So Paul's able to show the Roman commander that he was a person who should be listened to.
所以就保罗就系用佢嘅语言，佢嘅讲话嘅说话嘅方法，去表明咗保罗佢自己系边一位。
By choosing to speak Greek to him, he showed that he had something worthy to say.
而保罗就系用住一个嘅希腊文嘅说话，就同呢个罗马嘅兵丁去嘅领袖去讲嘅时候，就表明咗保罗佢系边一位。
That his opinion deserved to be listened to and respected.
就因为佢系用住希腊文去讲嘅时候，就话俾人知就话佢讲嘅说话系有身份地位嘅。
So he seizes control of the situation. He shows courage and he realizes in trouble.And speaks in formal Greek to the commander, and he says, "May I speak to the crowd?"
So Paul 就係當時佢知道喺當中嘅混當中入邊係有混亂，所以保羅亦都係同呢個羅馬嘅領袖去用一個正統嘅希臘文去同佢講嘅時候，就話希望就同呢啲當時嘅混亂嘅情況一齊去講解。
Yeah, it's really remarkable how Paul is showing a type of courage.In changing this drastic, dangerous situation to something good.
啊，就係保羅就因為佢用咗佢嘅適用點樣去用佢嘅語言，用正統嘅希臘文，將當時好混亂嘅情況都能夠扭轉，用著嗰個時間點樣去運用。
And then he gestures to the crowd. He does some type of oratory gesture that was well known in that day, and everybody silent and listening to him.
而當時保羅就係用住佢知道點樣去同人哋去公眾上同人哋去講解，人哋都要去聽。
It kind of meant, you know, that gesture that he did, it kind of meant that he's a public speaker and he knows what he's saying, he knows what's happening.
而當時保羅就係俾人哋睇就話。人哋見到佢就係知道啊，佢係一個應該識講嘅嘢嘅人。佢啲人咧就應該要去聽。
It's kind of like a Christian today who is media savvy, who knows then what to say at what time to say it。
啊，而當時保羅就係當佢講解嘅時候，佢講嘢嘅時候，人哋就見到，人哋就會好靜低去聽。
And then he shows his caginess and his shrewdness by what? Speaking Aramaic to the crowd.
而當時佢咧就係都係同當時嘅一班嘅人去講，就用著阿里美嘅語言去講。
See, he speaks Aramaic for this reason, because Aramaic was a little bit like the Latin of his day.
而當時咧，佢就用呢個阿里米嘅語言去同依班嘅混亂嘅當中嘅人去講，因為咧當時咧依種嘅語言咧就好似依個拉丁文一樣。
Because a lot of people actually spoke it, because the Jews were dispersed then after the Babylonian exile, the Jews were scattered.
因為大家要知道就係話，當時猶太人已經係被分散咗之後，嚇佢哋去咗唔同嘅地方。
And so if the Jews were scattered, they adjusted and spoke the language where they lived.
就因为犹太人当时是被解放之后，逃放了之后，他们去不同的地方，就因为他们去了不同的地方，他们用讲的语言就用了那边当时的语言去讲。
But remember, there was the feast of Pentecost, so many of the Jews from scattered around the regions were coming back to Jerusalem to gather.
但你都知道就话之后的时间就话，亦都好多嘅犹太人喺唔同嘅地方都系翻去呢、这个耶路撒冷嘅地方。
And so most Jews did not speak Hebrew in their home because they were scattered. The diaspora happened.
所以咧，当时咧，好多嘅犹太人咧，佢哋已经唔识咗佢哋本身当中嘅呢、这个嘅希伯来文。
You know, it's kind of like many of you who've moved to America. You've had to speak some English to adjust.
啊、就好似咧，好多嘅譬如我哋中国人，好多人咧就已经嚟咗美国啦。就讲好多时都系讲英文嘅吓，就会可能会唔记得咗当中有啲嘅中文。
But when the Jews came back and gathered, you know, from each native land they were living in and came back to Jerusalem, they had to speak something, and it was Aramaic.
就系当时佢哋好多嘅唔同嘅犹太人，佢哋就去咗唔同嘅地方，佢咧就翻嚟呢个耶路撒冷啦。但系咧，佢哋翻嚟耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，佢需要咧都要去识讲一啲佢哋当中嘅喺呢个地方嘅应该有嘅语言，就系、是、呢个亚里米嘅语言。
And so Paul knew that, and that's why he spoke to the crowd in Aramaic. Everybody silently was shocked.
所以咧，当时咧就保罗就专登就用呢个亚里米嘅语言，就同呢班人去讲。
And he chose that language so that everybody possible could understand him.
所以点解保罗去拣用呢个语言去讲咧？因为佢知道就咧，呢班人咧就翻去呢个耶路撒冷啦。佢哋呢班人咧系要听得明呢个亚美尼嘅语言。
If he chose any one language, big parts of the crowd wouldn't have listened. But he chose Aramaic.
吓，因为咧，如果佢用其他嘅语言咧，吓佢有啲人咧系可能会听唔明，所以咧专登用个亚里米嘅语言咧，就令个大部分人呢啲翻去嘅人咧都会听得明呢个说话。
And by choosing that language, everybody perked up. Everybody started to listen.
就因为保罗佢用呢种语言去讲嘅时候咧，所有人咧就洗耳恭听啦。
And you had to pay attention to what he had to say because it wasn't your actual native language.
啊，因为啲人咧，所以个当时嘅人咧就好细心去听，因为咧嗰啲说话咧唔系佢自己本身佢好熟悉。
So again, this was a cagey move by him, by calming the crowd and getting across why he was there.
所以保罗当时就佢就好勇敢嘅，就是、用呢个时间系当时混乱嘅地方，佢选择咗应该有嘅语言去讲呢班应该有嘅说话，同呢班应该人嘅去听。
See, the reason why Paul's mind and heart were able to work like that because his fears didn't paralyze him.
佢能够去咁样讲嘅时候，因为佢冇被呢个嘅恐惧去威胁。
In other words, he was showing courage. How did that happen?
就话佢表明咗佢嘅勇敢去讲呢啲说话，表明佢嘅勇敢。
Where did he get the know-how to do that?
我人点样能够去亦都系有呢个当中入边嘅勇敢咧？
Well, we think courage is a lack of fear.
我哋去谂嘅时候，勇敢嘅意思即系话我哋系冇呢个嘅恐惧。
We think if we didn't have any fear, we wouldn't need any courage.
如果我哋当中冇个恐惧嘅时候，我哋咧就好似唔需要一个勇敢。
If you're not afraid of something, you don't even need courage, we think.
啊，我哋如果你系冇惊一啲嘢嘅时候，我哋唔需要有呢啲有咩勇敢。
But if you remember nothing else in the sermon, remember this: courage is not a lack of fear.
但系，所以大家就记住就系话，勇敢嘅意思即系唔系话你系冇呢个嘅恐惧。
Courage is doing the right thing even though you're afraid.
勇敢嘅意思即系话，当中就算虽然你系有呢个嘅恐惧嘅时候，你仍然都能够去做到。
See, that's a very important distinction to make.
呢个就系好好重要嘅，你要去谨记。
For example, take Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我做个例子就系话喺个客西勒马利园，耶稣基督。
Jesus in his humanity is sweating drops of blood, we're told in the scriptures.
你记得就听到就话耶稣基督佢嘅流血。
In his humanity, he's contemplating, right, the suffering that he has to go through on the cross the next day.
你听到就睇到佢话佢嘅人性，佢要去经历个呢个嘅痛苦。
He's pondering, he's thinking, he knows that God's holy wrath is going to be poured upon him on the cross.
他知道就是说第二天的早上他要去受到这个的惩罚，受到这个的逼迫。
He's thinking, he's pondering the fact that he's going to pay dearly for the sins of his people.
他知道就是说明, 第二个早上, 他要去披上人己的代价。
Do you really think, if you're familiar with that scene, if you've read that, do you really think that scene doesn't show us that Jesus is fearful, is trembling?
如果你当时看经文的时候,你就会看得出就是说当时, 是当中是有一个恐惧。
And what does he do? Does he respond? Does he act in a way that the world tells us today to deal with fear?
他当时怎样去面对呢? 是不是好像今天的社会去面对这个恐惧呢?
Let me ask, what does the world tell you today? How do you deal with your fears?
现在譬如说今天的社会当中, 我们怎样去面对恐惧呢?
What does your culture, what does the world say to you?
我们的文化或者我们的社会去教导我们怎样去面对恐惧呢?
The world says, I'm going to banish all my fears. I'm not going to let that the fears affect me.
今天的社会教导我们呢,我们要排除所有的我们内心里面的恐惧,不要被恐惧就控制我们。
I'm not going to let my heart feel fear.
我要我们的内心里面是不会有这个恐惧当中。
I'll convince myself that there's nothing to be afraid of.
我要去告诉我自己,没有东西能够去控制我们,没有东西能够去吓到我们。
See, if you've tried that, you know it doesn't work all the time. It might work sometimes. It will not work all the time.
原来你试过的时候,你知道就说,其实如果你这样的想法,不是经常都能够去做到。
In fact, to banish your fears is very bad for your heart.
但其实,若然你将你内心里面,将所有的恐惧拿开的时候, 其实对你是不好的。
Let me ask you, do you know what fear is?
你知道其实恐惧是什么作用的呢?
It's a feeling, right?
是一个感受。
It's a feeling that if you've deadened part of your heart, you've deadened part of your heart that feels fear.
这个恐惧就是说在你内心里面的当中,是令到你一个压迫。
When you deaden any part of your heart, experts tell us today that's unhealthy. That's psychologically unhealthy to you.
所以其实就算心理学专家都讲就话，若然你内心入边冇恐惧嘅时候，其实系唔健康。
Because fear is actually useful for you. It's actually a pretty good thing.
其实恐惧其实系喺你内心入边系有作用嘅。
For instance, fear keeps you from being what? Unrealistic about things.
内心里面当中的有个恐惧是令到你帮助你是了解真实的情况。
Because the whole point of fear is it makes you aware of things and keeps you from overconfidence.
恐惧在内心里面是帮助我们了解当时真实的情况，令到我帮助我们不会过分的自信。
If you don't have fear, and you're overconfident, it could be dangerous to you.
如果你内心里面是没有一个恐惧，没有去怕的时候，其实是很危险。
Fear helps you see reality.
恐惧怕是帮助你去看到现实的生活。
I suppose you're waiting for a train. You're on a subway platform.
就好像你去追赶这个搭地铁。
But you know when the subway comes into the station, you know to step back, right? You don't peer over the edge of the platform, right? You get your head chopped off, right, by the train.
譬如你去追这个地铁，你见到有个车是来的时候，你不会伸个头出去看看车是不是来，因为你可能被车会撞到。Because
you know the speed of the train, you know the fear of that. If you slip and fall in front of the train, you're gone.
因为就是说,你知道就是说,你搭车时候,去搭车时候,车是来紧,很快来紧,这个就是有一个惧怕,是会被撞到,所以你会缩回头回来,所以不会撞到了。Why
do people have a fear of heights?
为什么人会怕去畏高呢?
Because when you look over the cliff, and you get too close, you look at my fall, and it's a grip. Big fall.
人去畏高就是因为当他看到很高的地方望下去的时候，他怕，因为人会跌下去。
Now sometimes you say, I'm not going to feel fear. I'm going to have to convince myself not to feel fear. And sometimes you're trying to do that. You're trying to convince yourself. And you know what your heart's saying? Oh yes, you are going to be fearful.
我哋好多时去控制喺自己内心入边，我唔要去怕，我唔可以去惊。但其实若然我系咁去做嘅时候，越去想去做嘅时候，其实我哋当中入边系有一个恐惧。
So then, what are you going to do?
咁我点样去做咧
？So you're making a great mistake to think that you find courage by banishing fear by looking within yourself.
所以其实我哋就内心睇下内心入边，若然我系尝试去将呢个恐惧去攞走喺从我内心去攞走嘅时候，其实系错嘅，我哋唔可以咁做。
You're making a mistake because that's not what the Bible says.
咁样系错嘅，圣经唔系教导我哋咁样去面对。
Guys, if you can hit slide 7, here's really the key to the message. Real courage is not the absence of fear; it's the presence of joy.
就入边话，当中讲就话，真正嘅呢个嘅系啊，呢、这个 OK， 就话当中边真正嘅呢个勇敢，唔系话当中边系冇呢个恐惧，而系就话当中边有呢个嘅喜乐。
You see, for the Christian, for Paul, there's so much joy that the fear is put in its proper place and role.
系爱内心入边，当中入边系有呢个恐惧，但系其实我哋作为基督徒嘅时候，当中入边嘅恐惧当中就系俾呢啲嘅喜乐去填咗落去。
That's so counter to what the world says.
呢、这个就系同呢个现今嘅社会同讲嘅说个方法系唔同。
The world bombards us with saying, "Look at yourself, then banish fear. You can do it."
吓，而家嘅社会就话俾我哋知，我人我哋能够就咁做到噶，我哋咧唔好惧怕，我哋唔好去怕任何嘅嘢。
But as I try to explain, that might lead to overconfidence that could be deadly to you.
我刚才讲就话，如果你系咁样去做嘅时候，你会过分嘅自信自傲。会令到你反而有危险。
Or look at it from the other angle. It might lead you to underconfidence and prevent you from acting as you should.
但反而系另一方面就话，如果你真系成日都俾个恐惧去控制你嘅时候，你觉得自己乜都能够做唔到嘅时候，亦都系唔好唔好。
You and I, if you're a Christian today, you ought to step out in faith. You ought to.Trust and follow Jesus, right? You ought to.
我系作为基督徒嘅，我哋系应该去凭着我嘅信心去过你嘅生活。
You know what he says we should do, right?
我哋都知道嘅，我哋应该系咁样去做。
But we're tempted to say we know better, right? We say, oh, you know, let's take a step back. You know, if I do this, if I follow Jesus in this way, you know, this is the result. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to lose my security.
但系好多我哋可能有时就系话，我系虽然我系知道我哋作为基督徒应该凭着信心去咁样做嘅时候，但如果我真系咁做嘅时候，我哋有时都会作为恐惧。如果我咁样做嘅时候咧，我可能会失去咗一啲嘢嘅。
So on the one hand, you could be overconfident, which could be dangerous.
所以我唔希望你过分嘅自信。
On the other hand, you could be underconfident, which is dangerous.
亦都唔想你过分嘅去恐惧，令到你丧失呢个嘅机会。
So how do you get the joy that Paul gets, that the Bible refers to combat the problem?
所以我点样去能够好似圣经上边所讲，有沉着呢个当中边有一个快乐去填补当中呢啲嘅问题咧
？What's in the text? Verses 6-8 and verse 16.
我就睇当中入边嘅第六至第八节。
Guys, if you don't mind, if you go back to Acts 22 verses 6-8,
我就睇翻喺第22章第六至八节。
Again, also it would be in Chinese here for you. As I was on the road approaching Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly shone down around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"Who are you, Lord? And the voice replied, I am Jesus of Nazareth, the one whom you are persecuting. And then if you don't mind, if you go to 16, what are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by what? Calling on the name of the Lord.
就话喺个嘅《使徒行传》第21、22节嘅第六至第八节，佢特别讲过就话：，我将大马色正走的时候，若在响午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地。 听见有声音对我说，苏罗，苏罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。第十六节。
So what happens when you?
第六节就话，现在你为什么寻自我起来就告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
What happens when you meet the risen Christ?
就话我哋点样去做咧？我当我哋去面对。耶稣基督。
Well, just like the Apostle Paul, you're brought to your knees. You're humbled, right?
就同呢个保罗一样，我哋应该系去屈膝，我哋应该去谦卑。
You realize you're undone before the living God. You have nothing worthy to bring.
就话我哋当中其实我要明白，就话我哋系不洁净嘅，我哋需要神去拯救我哋。
And you begin to realize you're totally dependent upon Him for living for life.
知道我哋生命系完全嘅，系需要神去帮助我哋。
And you finally admit that you have nothing to give Him to offer to Him.
我哋明白就话我哋当中系冇嘢能够去俾到去神。
And when you're humbled, you come with your face down on the ground, right?
所以话，若然我哋能够去谦卑嘅时候，我哋能够先至能够嚟到主嘅面前。
But then you call on the name of the Lord for help.
所以我哋需要去呼叫主嘅名去帮助我哋。
Because you realize you want to be clean before Him, and you're not clean.
因为咧，我知道我哋系不洁净，我需要去呼求佢嘅名去帮助我哋。
And you realize that you need Jesus' perfect righteousness and His shed blood that can, by faith, make you clean.
我需要耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切，佢嘅宝血去帮助我哋，先至能够我得到呢个拯救。
So you place your faith in the person and work of Jesus.
所以我哋就系凭住个信心，就系摆住喺耶稣基督入边，我哋人得到拯救。
And you're clean from your sin's penalty by what? Substitutionary atonement, right? The shedding of the blood of the Lamb.
所以就系话耶稣基督佢嘅作为一个代罪羔羊，佢嘅宝血去换取咗我哋应该受嘅惩罚，我哋人得到呢个救恩拯救。
See, the only God who has courage.If you lined up all the gods that the world says there are,
若然你将所有嘅所谓嘅呢个世代讲所讲嘅其他嘅神，同耶稣基督去相比
，It's only the Christian God that has the attribute of courage.
其实只有系耶稣基督呢个神系话会有呢个嘅勇敢呢个嘅嘅感受。
That's not arrogance or superiority, but what is that then? Why is that?
点解系咁样咧？
A guy, slide 8. Christianity is the only religion that can even claim that God has the attribute of courage.
只有基督教佢系当中入边讲到就话神系有着呢个勇敢。
It's because God became a man. God became Jesus. He became humanity. He became vulnerable.
就话当中入边只有基督教入边讲到就话佢耶稣基督佢嚟呢个世上成为肉身吓，为咗人去死喺十架上。
Remember last week for those of you who were here, the Garden of Gethsemane, everybody was asleep.
记得上个礼拜我讲嘅就话，当喺客西马利园当中入边，全部人都已经瞓着咗。
Jesus needed them at that time because he'sAlso fully human. He's fully God, fully human, right? He needed his friends. They fell asleep.
当时的情况就是当在客西马尼园的时间就是第二天的耶稣基督他要去受到这个钉十架，他当中的时候他受了个痛苦，他的感受，他需要他的朋友，但他的朋友做什么？睡紧觉。
It's not good to be alone, right?And especially when you're hurting.
所以就话，当我哋受到痛苦嘅时候，好似当时耶稣基督佢嘅内心入边嘅痛苦嘅时候，佢自己系一个人。
Because Jesus realized what he was about to face, right?
耶稣基督佢知道佢第二日要受到嘅咩事发生。
That he would be forsaken even by his heavenly Father on the cross.
佢会知道佢话佢会被遗弃，甚至系天父都要遗弃佢。
And so the Garden of Gethsemane is a place where you see the greatest act of courage in the history of the world.
所以其实当我睇客西马尼园嘅时间，系其实系代表咗基督教入边基督徒入边当中系最勇敢嘅时间。
Why is that?
点解咧
？Because Jesus could have said no, I won't do your will, Father. I won't do it.
因为耶稣基督佢可以讲话，有人有咁嘅痛苦，我唔需要去做啊，我去同天父系咁讲。
But of course, he does not.After much agony, He says, "Not my will, but yours be done."
但當然嘅就係話，耶穌基督佢冇去咁去做，就係反而係話佢同天父講就係話，將你嘅旨意去成就。
And if you're familiar with that part of the New Testament, you realize then the soldiers and Judas came after that.
而熟悉嘅聖經嘅時候，你都知道就話當時之後啦，就話當時嘅兵丁就嚟到，就將耶穌基督去枷鎖。
But not only do you need the courage, you need, as a model, Paul's testimony that's found also in verses 3 to 22. And I'm just going to, because I'm just about out of time, just highlight some things about his testimony that are pretty obvious from verses 3 to 22.
所以当时的情况是说，即是他讲的就是当中的勇敢，我们特别去看到第三节第22节。
First, Paul was a peacemaker amidst the turmoil. He's trying to make peace with the crowd.
当时就是保罗，就算当时在混乱的情况当中，他尝试保持平安当时。
He establishes a point of contact with the crowd.
他当时跟混乱的情况，他怎样去维持？
He says, "Well, you know, I understand how you feel."
他说，我知道你是怎样去想，怎样感受。
Because I myself thought the same things as a zealot of the law.
当时他跟当时的混乱的班人都跟他讲，就说我都感受到你的感受，因为以前的我都是这样。
I thought the same things, I did the same things, right? He goes through what he did, persecuting Christians.
我跟你现在所做的事，我以前都是这样，我也都是一样这样去想，怎样去逼迫，怎样去枷锁当时的基督徒。
He says, "I was just like you."
就说我以前都好像你们这样，怎样去逼迫所有基督徒。
But then he says, "Do you know what happened to me?"
但你同佢就当时保罗就同嗰班人讲，就话但你知唔知我喺我身上发生咗咩事？
And then he goes on into that his conversion experience, right? How God changed him on the road to Damascus.
就是保罗去讲解翻，就系话佢喺当时喺个大马色嘅时间，佢点样去见到神嘅光，佢点样嘅去改变。
He met the risen Savior. He tells people that.
佢点样去见到呢个嘅救主，佢点样嘅人嘅改变。
See, two things we could take from that very simply. Paul is appeasing the crowd, and he's God-centered in his testimony. It's all about God.
保罗就是怎样去当时在混乱的情况，怎样去和，当时的情况和谐，他怎样去将耶稣基督是摆在这个里面讲话的中心。
He's saying, "My conversion experience is all about God. God did it. He humbled me."
就说他的改变是因为耶稣基督在他内心里面，令到他能够有一个改变。
Again, what about the courage? Because courage is hard to come by, right?
勇敢不是这么容易去得到。
When Jesus, again, he's praying in the garden, "My soul is overwhelmed." He's basically saying, "My soul is overwhelmed to the point of death. I can give this testimony, but I need the courage, right?"
耶稣基督他当时都讲，就说我是需要有个勇敢，去怎样去面对。
Do you remember the garden? I'm bringing you back there again. Why? Because Jesus is what? He's overwhelmed, right? He's not showing courage. He's overwhelmed.
而当时耶稣基督他是内心里面都好大的挣扎。
But you don't see him in the garden saying, "Bring it on. Right? I can deal with it. Just, you know, I'm ready."
耶稣基督没有说，他讲出来这样说，我准备好了。
No. It says, very descriptively, it's like blood. He's sweating like blood coming down from his brow. What is that saying to us? He's fearful.
其实你看回的时候，其实是表明了耶稣基督他是真的内心里面，他都是有当中的恐惧，因为他知道第二日会发生什么事在他身上。
Jesus in his humanity is trembling at the fact that he's going to be forsaken.
耶稣当中里面的他的人格，他的恐惧是表明了他是有一个恐惧当中。
So does the text say in the Garden of Gethsemane, "I have enough self-esteem"? I have enough self-esteem to deal with this.
耶稣基督没有说，他自己说，我自己能够去，里面当中有很大的自信去解决这个问题。
No, he basically says, you guys, if you can hit the last slide, slide 9, Hebrews 12, this is what he's basically doing. Therefore, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who what? For the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of God the Father, of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition, so you will not lose heart.
耶稣基督他怎么做呢？就是在希伯来书第十二章第一至第三节就讲了，就说当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我面前头的路程，仰望为我们信心始创成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的痛苦，便坐在神的宝座右边。那忍受受罪人即各样顶撞，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
He looked away from himself. He didn't look for strength within himself.
他没有去看他自己内心里面有什么的能力去解决这个问题。
And what did he look towards then?
他没有去看他怎么去解决问题，他没有看他自己内心里面怎么去解决，他是望出面。
What was that joy?
他去找什么呢？就是找了当中的快乐。
Because the text says it's about joy, right? That gave him the courage.
就是这个快乐去帮助他解决这个问题。
It's the joy of what?
这个是什么当中的什么快乐呢？
Doing his father's will.
这个快乐就是说他能够去做到去喜乐。
Pleasing his heavenly father.
这个快乐就是说怎样去喜乐，就是怎样去帮助这个天父。
And rescuing his dear friends.
这个快乐就是说怎样去帮助去在天父当中的成就，去拯救他的子民。
See, courage starts when you see Jesus dying for you.
我们怎样得到这个勇敢，就是说我们首先要看到就是怎样耶稣基督 去死在十架上为到我们。
And when you understand that, even when you face death, Jesus has gotten me to victory. You know that. Gotten me to victory over sin, death, and hell.
如果你这样能够做到的时候，你都能够去感受到怎样去面对就算是死亡。
And you can even face death then.
我就是能够去面对，当耶稣，我看到怎样耶稣怎样去面对死亡的时候，我们都能够控制，我们怎样去，我们去学习，我们怎样去面对我们当中的罪，我们的痛苦。
Because you believe what he says, nothing will separate you from the love of God.
既然我们是相信主耶稣基督的说话的时候，没有东西是能够跟我们同神有分开。
That doesn't mean you're not going to be afraid.
不代表说你不会当中没有一个恐惧。
You will fear.
你会有恐惧。
Right? And you'll have moments when you think you're slipping through his hands.
也都是说有时间的，你可能都会觉得啊，我自己是在一个困境当中。
And you're wondering, hey, where's the courage? I'm slipping through Jesus' hands. You know, I can't face this.
我们可能就说啊，有事发生了，我当中有恐惧，我怎么去解决这个问题呢？
And there are going to be times where you think,Jesus failed you.
我们可会感受到就说神为什么你帮不到我这样呢？
But that's why you got to constantly look at him for the joy.
所以我们就要不断地去看神里面当中的快乐。
Because it's about what he accomplished, not what you have done.
就说这个快乐当中就是说是就看到他在神里面他能够做些什么，不是说在我们自己做些什么。
That will enable you to have some kind of courage to face life.
就是说当中看到就是说神他能够去做到什么东西让我们明白，就是说我们得到这个能力。
And the troubles that it brings. And it will enable you to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以就算在我们生命当中有什么痛苦困难的时候，让我们注视在神里面他所做的能够所做的事，他的能力问题就得到解决。
You know, I can only, I've got 2 minutes.Only give you one example of my own life. And by the way, you need to pray for me. I need a lot of courage. But I had an emergency appendectomy, and they're wheeling me in this operating room. I'm wondering what's going to happen because they said, you know, it looks pretty bad. We got to wheel you in there right now.
咁我俾一個自己嘅一個嘅例子你嚇，就
When was it happened? Before, right?
Probably maybe 15-20 years ago.
十幾年前嘅時候啦嚇，就話佢當牧師自己都面對住一個嘅恐懼，就話啊，佢需要做一個盲腸炎嘅手術。
And so I needed all the courage I could get because I'm just lying there, and they're wheeling in, and family's not around. Emergency appendectomy, you know.
啊，因為係一個好緊急嘅，需要去做呢個嘅盲腸炎嘅手術。嚇，佢朋友係唔喺佢身邊，冇人喺佢身邊。
Out of God's mercy, somehow, I was pretty content. Didn't matter. Even if things didn't go well, it didn't matter. I was in the Lord's hands.
啊，但係咧，牧師佢當時就話知道，雖然佢朋友唔喺佢身邊，但佢知道就話我嘅生命喺神入邊嘅手中，嚇，我係得到一個保護。
Again, there are going to be times where you don't sense God's holding hand, His holding your hand.There's going to be times when you're going to go, even being wheeled in somewhere, and you feel you're abandoned.
啊，你会喺你嘅生命当中，你都会可能会感受到神，好似觉得神唔喺你身边，唔系帮助紧你。
But the key then is to find a joy that all Christians have. Find that joy of seeking to do the Father's will.
就话我哋需要点样去。面對嘅問題就係話，我哋需要去尋找呢個快樂，就係、是、呢個快樂就係話，我哋神會係幫助到我哋知道。
Father, we thank you for your word and for the truth that it has there to help us deal with the realities of life.
真係主，我去多謝你俾我哋嘅教導，讓我哋去尋找我哋生命當中有一個嘅嘅真理。
And even though, Lord, might not have been that clear in this message on what we need to do. Lord, we know that good things can happen when we meet the risen Christ.
可能喺个经文当中，我可能唔系去讲解太过清楚，但我系知道喺我哋生命当中，我哋需要去寻找神嚟。
That we need the courage that Paul had as he faced this hostile crowd.To glorify you.
我哋好似要像保罗当中，我哋喺个喺混乱嘅当中，需要一个勇敢去面对当时嘅混乱。
And we might not have to be in a situation like Paul, where you're beaten up in a riot.
我哋唔需要话好似保罗咁样话，我哋可能要需要俾人去鞭打或者去打到嘅咁嘅时间。
But we're going to need that cagey courage that he showed.In some way in this life,
但我哋喺我哋生命当中，我哋都要去学习，好似保罗咁样，当中入边就算面对困难，我哋需要有一个勇敢。
And we're going to have to give a reason for our faith in some fashion to those around us.
我哋需要去将嘅勇敢去带出去俾人都系去学习见到。
And so, Lord, may you grant us the courage and the testimony, the God-centered testimony that we need to honor you.
让主你嘅见证，亦都系能够俾到我哋嘅勇敢。
Because the Christian life is really about you and what you're doing in us。
我作为基督徒，我哋表明嘅生命系就系表明咗，就话主你所做嘅一切。
And so help us, Lord, to be willing to follow the Lord Jesus。
所以主求你去帮助我哋，去有呢个嘅心去跟随你。
Help us to ponder.Your courage, courageous act for us as we come to the table.
所以就我哋嚟到你嘅圣桌前面，求你俾到我哋一个勇敢。
For we ask that in Jesus' name, Amen.
咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。